Hi, it's Tracy Fitzpatrick here interviewing macro scheduler user Joe Kitt from the John R. Lyman Company. Thank you for joining us, Joe.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tracy.
Well, when we talked about sharing your story with the macro scheduler community and really started digging in and looking at how you use the software, it became apparent pretty quickly that your story is worth sharing because it emphasizes how you can get programming results with little or no programming experience. In fact, you've spent 20 years in IT and have done almost everything but programming, you say. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I've tried to avoid it as much as possible.
So at John R. Lyman, I know that it's the wholesale industrial wiping materials company. So that's interesting, and I'll be curious to see if you could tell us about the auto acknowledgement project that you worked on using the macro scheduler.
Yeah, we're a typical manufacturing facility. We use an ERP system of visual manufacturing, and just like all ERP systems, they're great out of the box to a certain point, mm-hmm. and then you have to kind of, you know, manipulate them or manage them with other tools. So I basically use the macro scheduler in the typical way that everybody else uses it to replace things and to automate certain tasks, repetitive tasks, that kind of thing. And I also use it to extend into the programming realm to get special projects done and whatever we need for certain projects within the ERP system. And one of those is the auto acknowledgement system. And that basically is a way to automatically acknowledge every incoming order that we receive and enter into our system. This particular ERP system doesn't have any way of doing that natively. So I looked it around at a whole bunch of areas and ways to do this without scripting language or some sort of a Visual Basic knowledge. It's almost impossible to do something like this. So I looked at Macro Scheduler to find a way to, with very basic VB skills, create a way for us to do just that, to take an order out of our system, information out of our system, and email it to the customer and acknowledge their order.
And so what's the result of that been for you? I could see a variety of areas in the company impacted positively by you being able to build that functionality into your ERP system.
Yeah, it's been really good on a number of levels. Number one, our customers love it because now they can just clip and paste information from these emails right into their system, and they are guaranteed an acknowledgement within an hour of us entering the order, which
that's
is
nice.
Huge for us.
Yeah, that's nice. I would think that could probably set you apart from the competition on some level, right?
Yep, and it does.
Great.
And our customers recognize that. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, if we don't have it running for whatever reason, if we stop the acknowledgments, they're looking for them within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
So we've spoiled them really quickly, which is good for us.
Like, yeah, that is a good thing. There's a number of benefits to the various departments, I would think, right? Which was something I actually saw in your PowerPoint.
Yeah, the other thing that it has brought to the table was it got us to manage our email and contact list a little bit better than we have been doing. So we have, and we now know we have, legitimate email addresses for all our customers, which is something hard to do for every company, is to make sure that they have good contact information.
Mm-hmm. And I would also think that, isn't it on some level really cutting down on the manual processes involved?
Yeah, if we use the raw visual manufacturing for this particular task, you'd have to actually print the individual document to a file, bring up Outlook, type the person's name in, address it, say what you'd want to say in the body of the email, and then attach the acknowledgement and send that off.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really repetitive process for customer service, and this basically just eliminates all of that and focuses them on actually serving the customer in a lot better ways.
That's great. Do you see yourselves extending the usage of Macro Scheduler to other areas in the company?
Yeah, this particular technology can be used in marketing. It can be used in a variety of areas with vendors. Anything you want to acknowledge back to somebody, or if you want to send any kind of email. I guess the whole premise is you can take any information out of your database and send it in an email to whoever you want in the world, and you can do that automatically.
Well, I'm sure that they appreciate what you've done for them, especially with having very little programming skills, right?
Sure. It enhances what I know in Access and SQL mm-hmm. and extends that into a realm that I would not be able to do otherwise.
That's great. Well, Joe, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Now for our audience, if you found this macro scheduler story useful, you may like to listen to our other user story podcasts by visiting our website at www.mjtnet.com. Or if you have a story of your own to share, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email to sharemystory@mjtnet.com.